Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm riding through cruising slow, sharp the school. I do what I wanna, that's cause I do what I gotta do. Hey, the cost to be the boss, taxes, fees, and proper dues. So if you ain't grinding suit, then I ain't got no time for you. Homies say I'm like cola, I remind them of shine. Some people say I'm like currency, some compare me to diamonds. Long as you got my currency, I'ma show up on time. And you just watching me currently, this ain't even my prime. Getting money, die for respect, and I got a taste of power. Aries born in spring, make it rain and call it April shower. Stay away from cowards, they may steal or may kill. Niggas act hard and play real, I got no choice but to stay real. We ain't out here flexing, pulling weapons, bro, it's all love. Every D nigga fit the description, cause we all thugs. Chop them niggas beastin' on the east, that got it locked up. And you know the west side connected, so we all plug. Tell me you gon' keep it on the hush and squib. What's the real? What's the real? Hustle stack and run it back until you touch a mill. What's the real? What's the real? Coming independent with it like fuck a deal. What's the real? What's the real? Can't do it solo, find yourself a solid team and build. And build. What's the real? Niggas say they wanna war, but they ain't ready for the battle. If you really down the ride, it's time to mount up on your saddle. I'm the leader of the herd, like a farmer and his cattle. If you tryna outshine me, you end up in my shadow. These bitches so shallow, and niggas say they hating. If he think he's seeing me, he got a good imagination. This shit get irritating, so I don't pay it, no, never mind. Swear these niggas must be scared of heights, cause they never fly. Out here telling lies, going nowhere at a standstill. Say he running shit, but he really on a treadmill. I'm heavy as an anvil, you lighter than my complexion. I try to spell it out for niggas, but they too dyslexic. Check it, I'm patient waiting for the top spot. Take my time with it, slow cooking like a crock pot. Keep it top notch, give them soul tags and body bags. They say I got a dirty mouth, I talk a lot of trash. Tell me you gon' keep it on the hush and squib. What's the real? What's the real? Hustle stack and run it back until you touch a mill. What's the real? What's the real? Coming independent with it like fuck a deal. What's the real? What's the real? Can't do it solo, find yourself a solid team and build. And build. What's the real? Hey, you know the west side connected, so we all plug. Alone on this road, spilling my soul to anyone that care to listen. Spitting these bars, stories and scars, telling you just how I did it. No fabrication, no imagination, I walk it, I talk it, I live it. I gotta get it, no time for sitting, grinding, stay on my pivot. Time only took one direction, so fuck what you would've did different. The lesson is always a blessing, so never regret your decision.
Can't change.
As long as my niggas is scoring, it's cool, I'm good with assistance. Cause having that MVP trophy ain't shit if the hoes him ain't winning money. I'm hunting them piles. I'm like an accountant, crunching them numbers all day. Honest mistake, let it slide. But you out of line, I'm putting you back in your place. You ain't got nothing to prove. We ain't bulletproof. I love you, my baby, be safe. Niggas be doing the most until they get ghost. I don't mean Phantom or Ray. Smile on your face, say it's love. I know it's a heart full of hate. How the fuck is we crabs in the bucket? Regardless, we all gonna get eight. It's one goal in mind, that's the finish line. But don't be so eager with haste. Just follow your pace and stay on the case. It's a marathon, not a race. Gotta stay focused, ain't no hocus pocus on bitches, no tricking. Working that magic, I swear it's so tragic the way that I kill them. Pray every day and thank God for the blessing. Lord knows I'll be sinning. I gotta get it, I run up them digits, a man on a mission. Man on a mission, I'm just a man on a mission. Man on a mission, no time for hugging and kissing. Yo. We all gon' say we the hero, but sometimes we all play the villain. I gotta get it, I run up them digits, a man on a mission. Stunned in the club, run off on the plug. That ain't how you get rich. He show me them pounds, I'm holding them down. I never once took a pinch. Developing wealth and you smelling yourself. That odor come off as a stench. Cause if you thinking you gifted, we play like it's Christmas. And bitch, I'm the Grinch. Like shaking the soda, I'm bubbling over the top till I pop. All the shit that we got, now we pissing the pops. Too far to reverse it and stop. She might be a mask, but no strings attached. Cause right now I can't tie the knot. And no time for girlies and hey, and skills and thighs. My racing, try not to lose it. Speeding through life, gotta slow down and cruise it. Power and privilege, try not to abuse it. Can't take your word, gotta show it and prove. Cut the extras right out of the movie. Money got longer, car faster, Lil Uzi. Bitches be looking, be staring, be choosing. Biting, they live looking like Sharon Clueless. How should I do this? One at a time, or by the multiples? More to divide. Cutting the cake and I'm slicing the pie. Came 89 in the last of my kind. Unique in design. So cold in the D, so we hard on the heat and we stay in the kitchen. Me and my team, a king in his dream. I'm just a man on a mission. Gotta stay focused, ain't no hocus pocus on bitches, no tricking. Working that magic, I swear it's so tragic the way that I kill him. Pray every day and thank God for the blessing, Lord knows I'll be sinning. I gotta get it, I run up them digits, a man on a mission. Man on a mission, I'm just a man on a mission. Man on a mission. No time for hugging and kissing. We all gon' say we the hero, but sometimes we all play the villain. I gotta get it, I run up them digits, a man on a mission.
Yo. Yo, what up, though? Alright. That right there was Man on a Mission, D. Johnson out of Detroit. What's going on, brother?
What up, though? What up, though?
Man, Joe, we had a few technical difficulties. When I say a few, but we all here. We all in. For those who don't know, B. Johnson is not only a hip-hop artist. He is the founder of up-and-coming entertainment company In-House Affairs. He just dropped a new CD. Y'all need to go and download that everywhere. It's called Destined for Greatness Part 2. And he just dropped the single Man on a Mission we just listened to. So go ahead and say what's up, man.
What up, though? What up, though, man? I appreciate you, man. Babyface, for having me out here, man. Appreciate you, you know, just dropping the track and all the love and support, man. Thank you.
Hey, salute to you once again. Part 2. Interview Part 2.
Yes, sir. Hey, we on it.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so let's get back into it. I want to hear about, first off, like, your past, your present, and your future. That's really what we want to dive into initially, is just basically how you really got into the game, how you, like, what made you, you know, like, realize that this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I also want to really know is at what point did you really understand that this is like you can actually make money from your art?
Well, yeah, like I mean, we touched base on that a little bit earlier. I came from a musical family. My pop played, my uncles, you know what I'm saying, all of them been doing that thing since I was a kid. I grew up hearing music in the household my whole life, man. And That was something I just, like I said, I guess it was genetics for me. And I always loved music. I always loved rap, hip hop, all of that kind of thing. And I love lyricism. You know what I'm saying? Not knocking nobody who ain't with a lyricist per se, but that's just what I always was driven to. I always loved that kind of style. So that was something I always paid attention to. I always played with the words. Always loved it. And I sat freestyling and getting ciphers and been doing that forever. And it went until I got a little bit older. I was in school one day and I was in a cipher with some cats. And after I finished spitting, a guy ran up on me like, "Hey man, you got a mixtape or something on you?" and all that. And it threw me off because it had me tripped out because I hadn't been taking it serious. And people have been telling me, "Man, you should rap. Like, but you know, your people always geek you up, or you know, you can't really take it all the way, you know, for what it is, just because it's your people. They're going to show you love and support. That's your man and them. So, you know, I'm like, "Man, y'all geeking me up. Stop it. I ain't about to have me embarrassed tomorrow." But yeah, I wasn't really on it. And like I said, one dude ran up on me. I ain't know him, you know what I'm saying? He ain't know me. We ain't never seen each other, never spoke. One note in the game from it. He just genuinely wanted to hear some more of my flow. So I'm like, damn, maybe that wasn't mine. I just got on it, and then I did my first duel, whatever, and I just been trying to master the craft ever since, man. But that's that. Now, I guess you say, like, as far as getting money from it, getting paid, I mean, you know, I always saw cats getting money, you know, as far as, you know, people on TV and selling records and just mixtapes out their car and everything. But for me, I was just looking at it like, man, it's something I do. I love to do it. And when I listen to a lot of music, I mean, it's a couple cats who really spit, but it ain't too many spitters. For me, it's something that I know I wanted to hear. And they always say, man, you got to be the change you want to see. So I was like, well, let me, you know, try my hand at it, spit my love flow and see if people are feeling it. Because worst case, at least I know I'm going to enjoy listening to it. But other people was feeling it. I just been trying to push the product out, man.
And doing a real good job at it, man.
I appreciate it.
Anybody in your city inspire you? I mean, you got a lot of dopeness coming out of Detroit nowadays. You know, of course Eminem and D12, but then you got T Gliz, you got, you know, Dej Loaf, you got Big Sean on Top of the World. Who's your favorite Detroit artist other than your circle?
I'm great, man. Out of all of them cats, man, like you said, I respect everybody. I love all of them. If you got to pick a favorite, I mean, I guess you got to give it to M just because, I mean, he's ridiculous with the words. I mean, he really is called it. So if you really pay attention just to flow and syllable structure and just, I mean, just constant, consistent, you know, delivery, just he called with it. But the thing about Sean is I went to school, same school as Sean back in the day. So I saw a cuz coming up. So, I mean, I give him a lot of respect, too. I saw a dude freestyling in the cafeteria and doing little showcases around and talent shows and everything and hearing him on the radio. So I saw his whole journey, man. So I got a lot of respect for Sean too, man. Definitely.
Word. Yeah, man. Detroit, y'all doing big things, and hopefully, this destined for greatness is the next great thing to come out of the D.
Man.
I was watching a documentary on Vice about like the hip hop scene out there. Did you see that on Vice? With
definitely
Trick and all of
them, man. Yeah, man, you gotta respect the OG Trick, man. They had the Young Band Gang on there, man. Who else was on there? They had Danny Brown on there. A couple cats, man. They had a lot of people. And then I mean, for me, a couple of the older cats that I mean, some people don't really know about. Big Herc and them, it was Rock Bottom and the Street Lords and Cheddar Boys. Those were some cats who, I say Big Herc and Rock Bottom, those are some of the coldest lyricists. I mean, I think in general, they just ain't really, you know what I'm saying, make it out the city like that. But as far as lyricism go, them boys some of the coldest. And of course, you know, Blade Ice, well, R.I.P. the Great Lake Ruler, he gonna forever be the king, man. He was supposed to be the next up before they took him out. But yeah, man, it's a lot of lineage, a lot of history in the D, man. It's a lot of cats who just come up spitting.
You talking about Shorty? It was like a group that they interviewed at the end of the show, and one of them died.
That was probably Bang Gang with Dada. He had died, but I'm saying this way before me, Bang Gang, Sean, all of them, man. Back in the day, we had a cat named Black Icewood. The Great Lake Ruler. He's gonna forever be the king of the D, man. The whole city love him. We love Blade. Like, I guess, like, you know how Chicago, how y'all got Bump down there, man. How y'all love Bump, how he was the king doing his thing or whatever before he got locked up. How he just had the whole city on lock, just all size, all times respect, had the street cred, had the swag, had the style. Like, that's how Blade was for us, man. Except, unfortunately, instead of getting locked up, they shot him. But before he got killed, man, he had already gotten shot. They hit him with an AK, like, 7 times. Didn't die, had the range over with the push handles and everything.
He was popped.
But still, yeah, he was still spitting, still talking crazy shit. Knew who did it. And what made it so gangster is he used to talk about it on the song. You know what I'm saying? I know who did it. You know what I'm saying? Call their name out, talk about everything. Just, he was telling you everything that was really happening in real life. And you were seeing it. You was hearing about it. You was just seeing and hearing about it in the news. Or something in the hood was running up on you, telling you what the game was. Like, he was really living everything he was saying. He was really that dude, really getting that money, man. He was really eating out here, really fooling, really balling. Blade was the first person I ever seen with a Remy XL bottle, before I even knew what it was. First person we seen doing it. So, yeah, man, it's a lot of lineage, man. A lot of cats.
Man, we don't know. We don't know. Like, I'm surprised that you knew about Bump, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about Flay. How you spell that?
No, Blade, B-L-A-D-E, face Icewood, I-C-E-W-O-O-D. Blade Icewood. Yeah, man.
Right.
See, I know.
Yeah, you put
me
up on game
Bump
right now.
I'm a fan of music. Oh, well, see, yeah, man. I'm a fan of music, so I'm hip to Bump and a couple other cats in y'all city. Like, I be paying attention to the game. Just, I'm not just, you know, just in Detroit. Like, I try to, you know, I respect a lot of cultures, man. It's just East, South, West, and of course the Midwest down there, which also. But yeah, Blade Icewood, cause he had passed away some years back, man. But if you talk to anybody in the city, you'll notice. I guarantee you ain't gonna never hear nobody say that the King of the D. The closest person I'm gonna probably say that'd be somebody like the Trick Trick. He'll call himself the King of the D, call himself the Godfather. But the King of the D is Blade forever. It's never gonna change. I mean, it's other cats coming up and who got a lot of respect in the game in the city, but he's gonna forever be the King, man. He the great, like, ruler. He the one, man. I mean, like I said, that's the one. If you look him up, right, he got a song, Boss Up and Get This Money. Boy, boss, that's where the term boss up came from, and it was him, boss up and get this money. That's him. That's where a lot of the Detroit culture, when you hear a lot of that young, fly, dope boy, swagged out, you know what I'm saying? That's that Blade. That's our city in general's culture, but Blade really put that sign on the map for us. He the one who really got on the radio and had the whole city believing, like, oh, yeah, he going to be the first one from the hood to pop. I mean, now I know y'all know about, like, Dope Boys Cash Out. I know y'all hip to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they got their own style, but, like, they a group. Before, you know what I'm saying, before Dope Boys Cash Out was doing their thing and everybody popping, like, this years ago when they was young, like I said, I'm only 28, so when they was young, you know what I'm saying, but we all came up, Blade was that one. Like I said, it was the Cheddar Boys, it was the Street Lords, Rock Bottom. They was a couple different crews really doing it, really getting, you know, money,
hey,
really living our life.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Let me ask you. How did you get your name? How did you decide on that name? Is that just,
man,
your initial?
Yeah,
or is that like
me,
Bumpy,
man,
Johnson, kind of?
You know what? It's so funny, man. My uncle always say that. He was like, what you Bumpy Johnson? What you think you a hoodlum? And all of that. And that's something I might play on. And I might play on that on the mixtape or something like that. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I might put a little something together with that. Maybe I use that as a theme for something because he always say that. But no, I mean, it's just my initials. It's just who I am or whatever. And I got it from the homies, and I ain't really come up with no special do. I used to want to be a, I think my, when I first started rapping, I was young. I'm like probably like 12, 13. I think it was like a B Easy or something like that. I think it was B-EIZY. I ain't stick with that. And then I got a little older. My man was calling me B Smooth, and he still called me Smooth. Like, he still called me B Smooth or whatever. I use the word Smooth. I'm a chill cat, but I use that sometimes. Now, like, well, pretty much everybody who know me just call me B Johnson. That's what they say. So I figured for the sake of, you know, just notoriety and who I am, I just used that. But, yeah, that was that. And I think at one point in life I considered Sincere, you know, like Nas on Belly. I considered that before coming up. But another cat, I was rapping with a couple cats. He had had that name before I tried to use it. He had already came in with that name. So I didn't even think about using it. I mean, and I just kept with my name or whatever, man. I mean, I got little aliases. People call me different stuff here and there. But, yeah, man, I just stuck with the nine. But you're right, I might have to go a little hoodlum classic together, man. Maybe put a little cover on it.
Yeah,
like that. I might have to play
with
it.
Yeah, we was talking about Bump a second ago, you know?
Yeah,
Bumpy
Johnson. Mad respect, like I said. Man, I got mad respect for Bump. Bump J, I'm hip. Yeah, I got mad respect, man. I haven't heard about him since I was a young cat, reading about him in magazines and stuff. So I got respect for the whole Midwest.
Let's touch on the new album, man. Destined for Greatness Part 2. So,
yes, sir.
We heard a few tracks from it earlier, Man on a Mission and What's the Real. So what's the concept behind the whole project?
I mean, pretty much the title, like you said, Destined for Greatness, just being focused, man. Man on a Mission, the title track, is really the best, I guess, description of what you're trying to do with it. Just, you know, just like I started rapping a couple years back, man. Dropped my project a while ago, Volume 1, and it was just a little intro to let people see, know that I was doing it, because people didn't know I wanted to do music and everything, and it was cool. A couple people was rocking with me, and it was love. But I had some situations happen. I had some things, like I said, I was in school. I had some things happen, and I had some legal issues. I'm still getting out of some legal issues. Nothing heavy like that, but just little stuff or whatever. And just really just showing that, you know, just staying strong through that adversity and keeping your head up and staying focused on the goal, because this whole journey, man, it's not going to be no smooth road. You know, it's going to be ups and downs like anything. And anything worth having that you really want, you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to really put in work. It's like, I mean, it's as silly as a woman, man. Don't nobody really want that loose one, man. Everybody want that one that's hard to get to, the one that can't nobody touch, that ain't everybody ain't had. You want that exclusive thing, so you got to put the work in for it. And that's what this is about, man, just staying focused. And then the Destined for Greatness, that's something I just believe for everybody, man. Everybody great at something. It just depends on what it is, you know what I'm saying? Some people who are amazing artists. They can draw, they can paint, but they didn't get involved as a kid, or maybe they was getting teased in school or whatever. I mean, you got people who could dance, you know what I'm saying? There's people who got away with words. You got producers. Like, I mean, look at Phil Jackson. Destined for Greatness. He started playing basketball for the Knicks. If he'd retired as a Knick, nobody would have never knew who he was. We wouldn't have never knew that man. But because he kept going with his dude, it was basketball. But see, the thing was, that was his passion. But his destiny was to be an amazing Hall of Fame coach. So, just, you know, you're destined for it. You got to stay on your path and stay focused and keep pushing. And that light at the end of the tunnel going to shine bright for you. That's pretty much what it's about, man. Just playing on it.
That's dope, man. How many tracks you got on that joint?
We got 13. 13. And that's about as much as I'm going to put on there. Man, I had a couple of my mans like, B, you doing too much. He was like, everybody doing EPs. Yeah. And he was like, I know you want to come back. And I just want to give him some content, give him some stuff to have. He was like, that's cool. Don't do no more than that. He wanted me to take some off. I'm like, no, I'm giving them all of these. And I'll probably slow it down on the next couple projects or whatever, give maybe 9-10 tracks just to keep it simple. But, yeah, man, I gave him 13 for this one, man. Let him get a little taste in me. People who know who I am, I want them to get reacclimated. And people who don't know, I want to give them a solid introduction.
Man, you speaking a lot of knowledge on this single, bro. This Man on a Mission. It's really touching people. I already know. It's really touching people. Just the common sense of it and the flow and the smoothness.
Man.
I know one person said it sound like your flow and your presence is similar to like Nipsey Hussle. And I agree with that.
Man. That's real. I take that, man. I'm a big fan of Nip, man. I rock with Nip heavy. I know we come from different paths. He come from that different, you know, he come from the Crip gang lifestyle and all that. But, I mean, overall, it's the same thing, man. Just that drive, that focus. And you're not going to be stopped. You're destined to reach a goal. And it's no such thing as an obstacle. It's just an opportunity to rise to the occasion of a challenge. And that's what the message in that is we try to embody in that song. Like, it don't matter what you're going through, man. You got to keep going. Like, this can't be stopped. This destiny, this ain't. Ain't my work, it's God's work, and that's how I feel. And I think that's what anybody on that plan, you got to really believe that. You got to have that faith and that conviction when you're trying to push your message or your product. But yeah, that was a compliment, man. I take that with all kind of praise, and I definitely was smiling when I seen that, because Nip my dude. I got number 11 respect for Nip. He's one of my favorites. I ride his stuff all the time. So for them to put me in somebody like that kind of category, I'm like, I mean, I don't know how to put it, man, how to take that. Like I said, it's nothing but a compliment to it. And to put me in something like that, I was surprised and shocked.
Because he crisp.
Man. It's an honor. Man, what? To say the least.
He crisp. But his game, his it's just so smooth. It's like, it's grown-up music, you know, that's based from the hood. That's all it is.
Yeah. hood with some sense to it. Like you say, it's cool to be hood, but you ain't got to be dumb. It's cool to be hood. It's cool to be street. It's cool to be gangster. It's not cool to be dumb. It's not cool to just be broke. It ain't cool, man. Like, I ain't mad at nobody being street or urban. I'm with all of that. I'm from the D. Like I said, I ain't no just super street cat, but I mean, I'm from the D, so I had my hand in a couple things before this and stuff. And I mean, I respect all of that. And I respect Castle who really out here going hard with it, full-fledged, like stupid crazy. But it's some sense to be made out of all this. You got to learn from these lessons. Like, if you taking a loss, it's
that's
only
life,
a loss,
right?
If you ain't learning nothing from it. Yeah. It's
we
all
life, learning intelligence
stuff,
from
learn.
Experience.
My man. Yes, sir. That's it. That's it.
I get it. Learning intelligence from experience, life.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's truly what I believe. That's how I feel, man. You got to learn something from it. Like they say, first time, shame on me. I mean, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. You got to have some sense with it, man. We can't keep getting caught up in the same foolishness, man, the same nonsense. Got to learn something from it. I be looking at the game. It's a lot of money out here. Like, Bill and them got what? Like, $80 billion, $100 billion? I just want a chunk of it, man. I'm trying to come up. I ain't trying to just be dumb and broke, man. I'm trying to get a piece of that big money.
You talking about Bill Gates, huh?
Yeah, man. That's that big money. Like we said, we can't just be on some silly stuff out here, man. It's big money to get, man. You got to make smart moves.
That's deep, bro. So, You touched on one of my questions about the entertainment company, In-House Affairs. How did that come about, and where is that gonna go in the near future?
Man, look, as far as I can push it flat out, we're gonna keep it pushing. I ain't gonna stop. But came about, man, just exactly what it is. You know, when you got something, when you keeping it, you know, in a circle, in your private circle, when you gotta keep a secret. You know, you say, no, we're going to keep this in-house. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this amongst us. We're going to keep it in-house. And that's how I came up with him. And it was me and a crew of cats I rock with, just family pretty much. And when I buy family, I don't just mean relatives or blood, just, you know, true love, relationships, respect.
The people.
It's a family thing. Yeah, your people, your ones. And it's in-house. And then affairs, just pretty much what it is, affairs, events, you know, whatever you got going on, situations. So, yeah, it's in-house affairs. And, I like the way it sounded. It had a nice little ring, so I was like, "House Affairs."
Not all right. Gotta stay focused and always focus on bitches. No tricking.
Yeah, my bad.
No, we good. We smoke. But yeah, that's just what it is. Yeah, just in house. Like I said, came from, you know, keep it in house, and that's what I believe. You know, you want to keep it within the family, keep it within the team, and not like I'm not gonna outsource and do stuff with different people and artists and all that. It's just, you know. Just keeping it in house, keeping it with our peoples, keeping it amongst us, and the whole team eat. That's the goal, man. Like, I mean, I said it best. Everybody eats, B. So, yeah, keeping it in house, make sure everybody eat good. Like, a lot of the production I got on here, it's all cast. I kick it with. I'm cool with it. A lot of the production is people I interact with on the regular, just in house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing, like, I got a couple of casts.
You got other artists who are inked to the same company or what?
Yeah, I got a couple cats I rock with. My we'll all call it affiliated, because I think a lot of us trying to do our own do, but a lot of cats I rock with, like my man's Big Papa Mood is a cat that's definitely somebody who come up here, go hard with me. We do our thing together. I got a couple cats I rock with. My man FL De Niro, dude Maury Corey, he with Good Boys ENT, but like I said, we all affiliated. His homeboys, love. It's a couple other cats I rock with too, but yeah. It's a lot of cats who just, we all affiliated, love, and it's all fam. My man ROS, he do Pilot Talk, but we all affiliated with each other too. Definitely it's a gang of cats, man. It's a group of us doing our thing, but I got a couple producers, man, just doing their thing too. And my man Bordo Presents, that's a producer, stay close with me, he do his thing. I got a shout out my man Miles Got Beats, do his thing. My man Trip P. Belafonte, a lot of just, they rock with me, man. They show me love. They believe in me. They give me dibs on beats first, man. They call me sometime when they making it. Hit me on the head. Hey, man, listen to this. Hey, hit me before they finish it, before they wrap it up all the way. I'll be like, yep, send me that ASAP. I get on that first. Like, yeah, man. So it's a lot of cats showing love, and they in-house. Definitely family, man, definitely. And then it's not just artists, too. It's more than just music. Like I say, it's cats I rock with, just family, whether they do other business on the side with me, whether we do some other things, we throw events or whatever, just different stuff like that. So yeah, it's growing. And you said, well, I want to take it. Like I said, as far as it can go, man, I plan to do my thing, man, try to get on as far as I can get with it and take whoever I can under the wing and learn some things. Just as far as the business aspect, I had to learn some things on my own. Like, I didn't know nothing about, like, holding my music at first. You know what I'm saying? You can get your streams and get all of that counted. And as far as your copyrights and all of that, you got to copyright your lyrics and then your songs and your beats. Like, I mean, everybody copyright their words, but just as far as the ASCAP BMI, a lot of cats just throw their stuff on SoundCloud or whatever and put it on there. Even when I had to figure out how to put all my stuff on all the social media, I mean, on the music platforms and all of that, a lot of cats are not still be like, hey, man, how you get on iTunes or how you get on Tidal? They don't know these kind of things. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. They don't understand that. So just, I'm going to take that and just take whoever I got under the wing and just my family and my different artists I come in touch with and just try to get them the same game, whether they want to sign or want just some kind of game or whatever system we work out. But that's really what it's about for me, man, getting on, putting people in positions to win. Everybody eating. Because like I said, I had to figure all that stuff out, man, just from different people learning, talking about different things and all of that. That's something I think a lot of cats don't know. Like I said, the coding thing, that threw me all the way off. The other stuff was just figuring out how to do it. But I had no idea about the IRC codes and all of that, so they can count your streams and the Nielsen BDS sound scan and all of that. I didn't know about all that stuff at first, man. I had to figure that stuff out. You know what I'm saying? Register my own codes and all of that. So that's something that I probably would do too. Nice. Like, just, man, that's it.
About a hard work and sleepless nights, man.
Yeah, that's, man. I know you know how I go, man. You building your empire over there, doing your thing, getting it popping. I know you know.
Yeah, man. I don't sleep.
Man, you say you can't. We can't.
My bedtime is like 4 if I can make it.
Man.
But I mean, I just gotta learn as much as possible, and I think that's what other artists gotta do. Cause I used to be an artist myself, and that's how I know what needs to be done. Cause I'm self-taught off of the internet. So
man,
now I applaud you, brother. I really appreciate you. Real humble dude. You know.
I appreciate you, brother. Likewise.
Dope music, man. Dope music. Hood Intelligence. LIFE. You know what I'm saying?
Intelligence from experience. That's life. That's sir.
Man, I would love to present you to my movement, my Midwest movement, man. Anything I could do. We got shows out here. Like I said earlier, we got something every third Sunday. It's called Six Sundays. That's pretty big in Chicago. So I would love to invite you out here to do your thing and send one of my guys out there. And we just joined it up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we'll swap it out, man. We definitely network and move it, man. That's definitely the way to do it, man. Definitely. Network and conquer. Let's do it.
Word. Hit everybody with all of your information, how to get that new album, and we're going to see it up. We're going to launch this tonight. It's going down.
My man, I'm B. Johnson. You can follow me at B. Johnson DFG everywhere. On the Twitter, it's B. Johnson _DFG. And that project, Destined for Greatness, Volume 2, is available wherever you download and stream it. Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, iHeart, like I said, wherever you at with it, man. Man on the Mission is the lead single. I'll probably shoot the video for the second single, What's the Real, coming soon. I'll be shooting that Man on the Mission video, and I got the third one I'm thinking about. I ain't sure yet. Maybe I'll let the fans decide what they want to hear, man, if the people listen to it and see what they like. But I appreciate you again, Babyface, man. It was love. It's been an honor and a pleasure, man.
Salute, brother. Man, I wish we could have got that on Facebook Live.
Hey,
but
we'll do it again,
next
man.
Time.
We'll do it again. This ain't nothing, man. This is the first of many, man. We got plenty more times to kick it, man. No doubt. Like you said, maybe
man,
when I ask
you, time.
You
got my inbox now.
Wait, 100.
Just let me know. We'll do it.
Hey, man, we got lines. We can connect whenever, man. We're going to work it out.
Word. Hey, so, man, I appreciate y'all sitting through another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. B. Johnson, is that real, that truth. All right?
Hey,
so
man. Thank you all again, man. Thank you.
USA Blog Network, we out, man. I'm going to get it to you in a second, bro.
All right.
All right, one.
Leaning when I'm riding through, cruising slow, sharp the screw. I do what I wanted, that's cause I do what I gotta do. Pay the cost to be the boss, taxes, fees, and proper dues. So if you ain't grinding suit, then I ain't got no time for you. Homies say I'm like Cola, I remind them of shine. Some people say I'm like currency, some compare me to diamonds. Long as you got my currency, I'ma show up on time. And you just watching me currently, this ain't even my prime. Getting money, die for respect, and I gotta taste the power. Aries born in spring, make it rain and call it April shower. Stay away from cowards, they may steal or may kill. Niggas act hard and play real, I got no choice but to stay real. We ain't out here flexing, pulling weapons, bro, it's all love. Aries D nigga fit the description, cause we all thugs. Shot them niggas beasting on the east, they got it locked up. And you know the west side connected, so we all plug. Tell me you gon' keep it on the hush and squib. What's the real? What's the real? Humble stack and run it back until you touch a mill. What's the real? What's the real? Coming independent with it like fuck a deal. What's the real? What's the real? Can't do it solo, find yourself a solid team and